رسول اللہ رسول اللہ حبیب اللہ حبیب اللہ.
رکے مصطفیٰ ہے وہ آئینہ کہ ایسا دوسرا آئینہ, رکے مصطفیٰ ہے وہ آئینہ کہ ایسا دوسرا آئینہ, نہ کسی کے بزم خیال میں نہ دکان آئینہ ساز میں. Respected teachers and my fellow students, assalamu alaikum. I am Zoya Khan and I'm here to speak on the character of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Before announcing of prophethood, the Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, lived the life of a pure and pious man. In his childhood, he acted as a herdsman. In his adolescence, he joined his uncle Abu Talib as a tradesman. He spent most of his time in the cave of Hira worshipping. He helped the poor and the needy. He married at the age of 25. His youth was crystal like a morning dew. No blot or blemish can be found on his character. Youth is a period of strain and stress. Young people are easily trapped into meshes of sexual corruption, adultery and fornication. History testifies the piety and chastity of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before his marriage and after his marriage too. Even his sworn enemies called him the honest, the pious, the trustful and trustworthy. When he was 25, he married a great and pious lady of 40 years named Khadija. He loved her, respected her and lived happily with her. Nobody blamed or charged on him. But when at the age of 40, he announced the mission of God, the influential chieftains of Makkah turned against him. What was his mission? He announced to reject idolatry and accept monotheism. He condemned fascism and supported human freedom. He abhorred imperialism and capitalism and stood for justice, humanity and peace. What was wrong in his mission? The anti-human terrorist and forces opposed him. He was teased, tortured and troubled. He was exiled, he was attacked. The battles were imposed on him. His near and dear ones were killed. Cherry Vines, the former president of Southern Baptist Convention, described the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as demon-possessed pedophile. Televangelist Jimmy Swaggart referred to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as sex deviant, pervert and pedophile. Briefly commenting on these views, one can say that if Prophet was a demon-possessed, then why did he teach the profound godly wisdom? He should have given the message of demon, not of God. Islamic teachings mirror generosity, virtuosity, fairness, wisdom and monotheism. How a demon can speak himself? It's not demon, but the God speaking against the demon, his allies and associates. Salman Rushdie, in his wild and notorious book titled Satanic Verses, has also expressed his unfound malicious ideas. However, the supporters of Muhammad Prophet, peace be upon him, have regarded him balanced and just. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to say he was sent as a prophet to the world to present an ideal of good deeds and lofty character. Allah himself certified in the Holy Quran, indeed, Allah conferred a great favor on his believers when he sent among a messenger from among themselves, Surah Ali Imran. So, here I would conclude my speech saying that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who will attain the maqam al-mahmood, the praise position in the hereafter in paradise, and that position will be given only to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.